Hello, listeners. Welcome to another episode of Something Wiki This Way Comes. I am one of your hosts, Jesse Bergen.
I am another one of your hosts, Thomas Tolles.
And we've got a very special reunion episode. I guess it's a reunion if you know already what I'm talking about. I'm in an improv group called Parking Lots, and two of the gentlemen from that group are with me, John Cornelson.
Hello.
And Colin Ward.
Hello, happy to be here.
So you can expect some really high-level, high-caliber, in-sync improv, because we've been doing improv for like 7 years.
And then there'll be me on the side. I have no relationship with these two men, and I plan on keeping it that way.
Whoa.
Sorry. Okay. Sorry.
Great, so the boundaries have been set. Yeah. This is a safe space, Thomas.
I'm going to push him, mate.
Everyone is sitting on a couch, and I'm sitting on a chair off to the side. No word of a lie.
Well, Thomas chose that chair and did not sit on the couch, so his alliances have been formed since the beginning.
Yep, and speaking of alliances, this week our episode is all about the article How to Become a Civil War Corpse. Now, we've been getting a lot of fan mail requesting this one, and I thought it was finally time we get down to business and discuss it. So here's the intro. Charging up a hill, defending a post, maneuvering a flank. Everyone wants to be the hero of the Civil War reenactment. But one thing is always in short supply: corpses. But clutching your chest and falling down doesn't exactly cut it in terms of historical accuracy. This article will help get you started in the fine art of being one of the, quote, glorious dead, unquote.
So, this one's for you, Arthur Custer, who we received a letter from.
Yeah.
This is, you asked for it, we're answering.
I imagine your great-great-grandfather was that terrible Colonel Custer, maybe? You have war in your lineage there?
Can I just say that I like that they say glorious dead.
Mm-hmm.
I instantly thought Grateful Dead when I heard that.
Yeah. Nice. You are a dead head from way back.
I am, yeah.
That was actually one of the reasons we finally chose this article, because we thought we could shoehorn in as many Grateful Dead sort of.
I know tons about the Grateful Dead, so I'm making lots of references to them.
At least I've seen the last episode of Freaks and Geeks, so I know that it is a culture.
I know that people follow them around on tour. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much the end of my knowledge.
Yeah.
I'd love to see like a Grateful Dead cover band that dresses in Civil War.
Yeah,
called the Glorious Dead.
And two of them are pro-slavery, and two of them are anti-slavery.
Yeah, well, that's
at least that's their stage character.
Yeah, very niche market they'd be hitting, but I think it's a very underserved market.
Yes,
just clamoring and ready to be hit.
Yeah, really. But folks, you didn't come here to hear about a classic indie band. They're not indie.
Are they indie?
No, they're not.
Have you heard their new?
Let's slide right past that. Step one.
Oh, the shins opened for them. It was great.
Find your unit. A quick Google search will tell you which reenacting groups are in your area. Also, it helps to live near where an actual Civil War battle took place. So finding your unit could involve moving to a different town, especially if you're a Canadian listener. Aren't going to be too many Civil War reenactments around you.
Right. I mean, we live in Winnipeg, so if you wanted to do something like with the Red River Rebellion, you could get in on that.
Mm-hmm. But are there even reenactments for the Red River Rebellion?
Every day, am I right, Colin?
Yeah.
Well, boom, we're all fist-pumping now.
So speaking of the Grateful Dead, there's a neighborhood in Winnipeg, famously sort of hippie-ish Wolseley, which is where we record many of our podcasts from.
Now you can find us in the middle of the night and murder me. Thank you, Thomas.
Wolseley is named after a general who famously opposed the Red River Rebellion. So a real
controversial figure.
A real jerk. And now it's like this liberal granola haven, and it's kind of an ironic little twist there.
But we do
love that a win for the rebellion, then?
I would say so, yeah.
I think we took it back.
Yeah. Occupy Wolseley.
Mm-hmm. Occupy Dominion Street.
Yeah.
Ooh, that
And just to complete the trio, I guess I'll say the number of your house.
I guess so. I'm going to edit this out.
Yeah, cool.
I was going to say, if you're really committed, I brought this up before the podcast, but if you are truly committed to being in character as a Civil War soldier, you shouldn't use Google.
Yeah.
Right?
No. I mean, really, this is a commitment to the past. And I really think if you're wanting to be the soldier who dies, that there's a lot of units that would be just itching to have you on their team, right? I think
you should appreciate how valuable you are to them. They're going to be looking for you.
Exactly.
But what would be, like, the Civil War equivalent of, like, Googling, like, throwing some, like, dust in the wind and watching where it goes?
Yeah, you know? or I think, like, you know, scouring the battlefield for shell casings and bits of gunpowder, evidence that a battle might have taken place in your city.
Asking just the smartest person you know, probably.
Maybe just sending a carrier pigeon out into the
Library of Alexandria.
Yeah, and see what comes back.
So let's jump to step two now. Once you've found your unit, you're going to want to find out when a reenactment will take place. Nothing is more embarrassing than running around a national park by yourself and then falling over.
I know that.
We've been there.
Does anyone have a very real story of feeling alone in your Civil War reenactments?
Go for it. Definitely. Yeah. I mean, I know that I've gone to many a national park hoping to find, you know... guns and uniforms, but usually all I find are rocks, trees, and water.
Right, exactly. You know?
Those things are valueless.
Nary a Confederate to be found, really.
I've come across John just lying in the street, face up, in full uniform, and it's both beautiful and tragic. And
but
I
then
think
it's like remember the 5th of November? Oh, I thought it was like the 3rd of March, and it's like. John
is, I mean, we should say John is a clown, and he probably will never be a great corpse, but he's trying his best.
No, Thomas means that in the historical, Thomas means in the historical sense of the term clown, like when they would entertain the troops.
Like they would come on to distract the Red Army. Right. They would sort of jump around.
John, it's not for everyone. You shouldn't feel bad if you're not the corpse. I mean, not everyone gets to be the corpse. Yeah. Somebody's got to be the hero, too. And
It's cool.
I spoke out of turn. I'm sorry. But I just thought our listeners should know sort of our status.
Right. So you're saying that I'm a hero. I'm not a corpse.
You're more of a hero than a corpse.
You're a hero. You're not a zero.
Well, I feel like a true hero is aspiring to be
a corpse.
Expiring. I think I'm just thinking of national parks. If you were to go to Yellowstone and maybe place yourself over Old Faithful, you could do a really good dramatic death where you get blasted up in the air by the geyser.
It might be actual death, though.
Like, even better.
Yeah, that is commitment to your character.
The true Civil War reenactor will actually, like, either, you know, reinstate slavery temporarily and then fight about it and then be killed in order to abolish it. I mean, I'm just saying, if you want to go all the way with it, you can't take half measures, right? I think we'd all agree with that.
No half measures, for sure. Right.
Think about that as an option. Step three, make sure you have a period-accurate uniform. Now, remember, the American Civil War was fought between the Union and Confederate armies. Knights and stormtroopers were not at the Battle of the Shiloh.
This is really embarrassing. When I went to go see Rogue One, I was dressed in my full Union outfit because I thought Rogue One, you know, it's going to be about the rogues who like went to like Southern states.
Exactly.
And there was egg on my face when I realized
that's so embarrassing. Yeah, and I think you know, if you come in medieval armor, the chances of someone being able to slay you and you even being a corpse, I mean, that's pretty unlikely with muskets the way that they were then. That armor's very sturdy, right?
You know, it's a mistake I always make. I always make my wear my Civil War uniform when I go to a Star Wars convention.
Common mistake. Yeah.
Mark Hamill shaken Ulysses S. Grant's hand and been like, "I think someone forgot which thing this was."
Yeah. Although that name does sound like a Star Wars alien.
That's
name.
True. Yeah.
Yeah. Knights and stormtroopers were not at the Battle of Shiloh.
They were in other aspects of the Civil War, but that battle is one that's reenacted a lot, and you're going to want to, you know, play it safe. Okay, step four, march into battle. So you're going to be feeling pretty optimistic here. This is pre-corpse mode. Mm-hmm. Some reenactors march in columns with their units. Others run onto the battlefield, waving their arms and screaming. It's your call. So you really want to personalize your soldier and how you die.
This is really where you're going to have fun out there, mm-hmm. I think. You know death is...
It's inevitable. It comes for us all.
It's imminent. Yeah. And this is really where you want to have fun out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, if it were me, I would really like to be the guy who carries the flag.
Oh, wow.
I always thought that guy got the best role.
That's a profound
along with the
symbol.
Drummer, sometimes they go hand in hand. But
yeah.
That takes a certain level of bravery, I feel like, mm-hmm. to storm into battle bearing nothing but a flag.
Wow. Yeah, mm-hmm. beating a drum to soldier on literally the other.
Yeah,
the other
or like
fight.
That fun song that has like a lot of drums in it. Mm-hmm. You guys remember that one?
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of anachronistic, but.
No. I think, that's really profound
as
well.
But it's timeless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? I mean, you guys remember what I always say. Yodopker, you only die once per Civil War reenactment.
Classic.
So make it count.
I'm gonna get that tattooed. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's just really good to have your kind of character planned out before you enter the mm-hmm. battle. Mm-hmm.
You're gonna want them,
are you gonna be brave?
Right. Yeah. You want them to be attached to your character before you die, so that your death has meaning. I mean, that's how you be a good corpse.
Mm-hmm. You know what's good? If you like, you put a Bible in your front shirt pocket, and then like someone shoots you, but then it's like, my grandfather's Bible stopped the bullet.
As you die, you hold it open to a very specific passage about like the folly of humanity and the way that we do battle with each other.
Can I just
I make a comment on we're four steps in and we're not a corpse yet?
I'm gonna ask you to be patient.
Okay,
there's a lot of buildup.
It's
a marathon.
It's about
I mean, that's how to be a good corpse.
I understand.
You know, like
I don't want us to criticize this writer too much yet because.
If I can also just quote The Last Samurai here.
Yeah,
you can.
There's a point in the end, I don't want to spoil it, but somebody passes away. Mm-hmm. And the Shogun says, tell me how he died. And this other character goes, no, I'm going to tell you how he lived.
Wow.
So I think, John, you hit something on the head.
Right.
A corpse is only as good as its life, mm-hmm. pre-corpse.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think you're right. I think it's all about the buildup. I think the better you go into it, the better your life. I'm making air quotes.
Yeah.
But I think better your corpse is going to be.
Right.
Yeah, like, what did Kurt Cobain say?
Right.
Go down swinging.
Like
Go
smells like teen spirit.
Spill your guts before you spill your guts on the battlefield.
That's true. Better to ask for forgiveness than to die on a battlefield.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I think John's point is that we're getting the hang of being a soldier, but we're going to need at least 6 or 7 steps to instruct us once we become a corpse, how we nail that. And hopefully we'll get there. And we're starting to. So step 5, get shot. Mm-hmm. Make sure you time your falling over just after the sound of your enemy's gun. They love bringing up nothing being more embarrassing than things in this article. And here's another example of that. Nothing is more embarrassing than falling over to silence. You will look like the world's stupidest soldier. Also, take care not to fall over after the sound of your own side's guns, lest you look like you just got fragged. Anachronistic language again, bringing in some sort of deathmatch first-person shooter lingo here. But
yeah, I mean, there's no spawn points to camp at, okay? Yeah.
See, this is a biggie. I feel like... the author maybe could have explained a bit more because there's going to be a lot of gunfire on this battlefield.
That's very true.
Yeah. And it could get confusing out there to try to decide which gunshot you take to your death. And nothing is more embarrassing than having two people fall to the same gunshot.
Yeah,
gunshot.
Exactly. I mean, that soldier who shot is going to be really proud of himself. He took out two people with one shot.
And it's interesting that they specify wait for the sound of the gun, not necessarily the gun being pointed towards you or anything like that. So you could be off way to the side, hear a gun, fall over. I mean, you're going to be a laughing stock.
Mm-hmm. It's also really tricky in Civil War reenactments to play dead in character. Like, I'm going to pretend to die, thus, like, try to escape death in, like, the war situation by pretending to be a corpse.
Oh,
then I'm
going to
escape later. you might be tempted to do that, but that becomes really confusing.
So, like, the best corpse would be the real corpse. Like,
as we said, if you could actually die, that would be ideal, but failing that, this is going to help you do a pretty good fake job.
And not to mention, you'll make your I almost said team, but this isn't sports, this is a Civil War reenactment. Yeah. Your side is going to feel real bad if you fall to one of their shots. You could send someone into grief. They could have, like, reenactment PTSD.
If there's a school watching the museum or whoever puts on Civil War reenactments, I'm not too sure. They're going to get a bad review on Yelp.
Right.
That's going to go through the grapevine.
Yeah.
You're just... it's kind of reenactment suicide if that happens.
If I'm in a Civil War reenactment and someone shoots at me, I'll just go, oh, you missed. Kind of do a little dodge. Mm-hmm.
Or I sometimes say, I had a force field. Something like that. Just to make sure that, you know, they have to earn the kill.
Right.
The frag. So, step six, once you've been shot, clutch your wound. Spectators need to know where you've just been shot and that it hurts. Hence the clutching.
Nothing is more embarrassing than falling over without clutching your wound.
That is just mortifying behavior.
You didn't get shot by a ray gun. There's going to be some sort of puncture area.
And it's like old-timey guns, right? Yeah. Like, that's, you're not going to be...
Let's name some old-timey guns.
The car? That's one, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep. The carbine.
Yep. The musket?
Musket.
Yep. Smith & Wesson?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. What's the...
Six-shooter?
What's the one with the big wide thing on the end?
The blunderbuss.
Blunderbuss.
Similar to the car, yes.
Yep.
That's really good.
If you get shot by that, you're going to have to clutch yourself all over, because that thing really hits you.
It's sprays. Yeah, it's like a shotgun, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How would you clutch that? I mean, I don't, like, would you just have to, like, rub? Like,
I think you'd have to do multiple clutches, like clawing at yourself.
Okay, yeah.
The shrapnel would have spread, I think. If you can get shot by a blunderbuss, that's going to be, it's a meaty roll, it's a meaty death. Mm-hmm. You can really milk that.
That's the lead. Mm-hmm. That's the lead.
You're going to take, people are going to notice that.
I like to also go up to someone and do that thing that you see in movies where it's like, don't you die on me. Don't you dare die on me. If one of my friends been shot, I go, stay with me. Come on. Don't do this to me. You said we were going to get that farm together in Alabama. Yeah. I like to do that. Adds a lot of emotional stakes, right?
But you really can't have everyone doing that. Otherwise, you're going to have kind of a domino effect.
Don't you die on me.
And then it's just going to be, don't you die on me. Every single death.
Yeah, and nothing is more embarrassing than hearing the same line again and again in your Civil War reenactments.
It's like someone's been watching Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, exactly. So step seven, once you've clutched yourself in the proper place, prepare your death cry. Yes. This area is open to the most artistic interpretation. Most people go with, ah! But the more elaborate death cries also build backstory into your character. This is what we've been saying the whole time. For example,
well, this is good.
This one's for you, Aunt. Or, I'm coming for you, Mr. Lincoln.
Oh, that one's great.
Wow.
Really high stakes there. Yes. Really putting yourself in the focal point of the action with Mr. Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The prime target, if I remember the Civil War, right?
This article is very radical in that I think it's implying you do most of your character development in the moment of death. So you've got about half a sentence to work in your loyalties, who you're saying goodbye to, you're fighting for, all of that stuff.
Yeah. Oh, leave them wanting more, right? Like, the treasure's buried in... Ah! Where was it buried? Does he have a map on him? It's like... There's so much backstory
right? It's interesting. William Faulkner's As I Lay Dying, the whole story is a stream of consciousness leading up to Addie screaming her death cry at the very end.
And what was that death cry?
Her death cry was, your mother is a fish!
Ah! Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's Southern Gothic. You have to sort of read between the lines a little bit, but yeah.
What do you think you guys would cry? What would be your death cry?
Oh boy. I think I would I'd want to put a little bit of my flavor in it. Like, I'm talking me, Colin, not me, the
whatever
actor.
Your name would be, like Eustace H. Pelican or whatever.
Right.
Sort of old timey name.
I don't know. I've never tasted Arby's before.
Whoa.
I mean, very accurate to anyone in the Civil War.
Well, that's true.
That's universal.
Yeah, it plays both angles.
Both sides, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would do like anything. Anytime I'm feeling anxiety, there's usually one thing that comes to my head, and that's like, did I forget to turn off the stove?
Mm. Oh,
you know, like,
nothing is more embarrassing than forgetting to turn off your stove.
I think that would be the final thought.
Wow, Jesse, do you have one?
Yeah, I mean, like the I said the treasure's buried. I think that one's good. Here's another good one.
I just wasn't listening at all. But.
Yeah, no, it's all right.
Do you have a better one?
You're corpsing. It's very good. Let me just think of one here. I've got a really good one. If you really want to inject some, like, I don't know, mystique or tension or like a sense of wonder, you could be like, I've traveled back in time to warn you about the
gotta hurt.
Yeah. They came back in time and they were killed before they could give the warning.
Whoa.
Then everyone's like, well, time travel's real. It really kind of layers a whole nother genre over the entire reenactment.
Put ripple effects.
Yeah, and then it ties the Civil War into the present day, right? Like, suddenly the whole audience is like, oh, this could be a thing that's happening
now. Was he really a time traveler, or was he part of the reenactment?
Yeah.
Wow.
Exactly.
Caught in the crossfire.
Was he a time traveler who thought he went back to the Civil War and didn't know it was a reenactment? Was he playing a time traveler?
That would really get the kids on the old school field trip thinking, I think. That would give a lot of talking points for for the teacher and the student.
Catchphrases are good, too. Like, did I do that? And then you die. That's really funny. That's going to make the kids laugh.
You know, I never thought about the kid entertainment side of Civil War. Yeah.
How do you make death pleasurable for children, right? Well, that's really what it's all about.
I mean, we do these reenactments because we know how many kids were entertained during the original Civil War that just happened to see the battles.
Right.
And they were like, we really got to do this again next year.
It's America's longest pastime.
Exactly.
Is watching Civil War.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Reenactment or real.
Yeah, exactly. Hello, Newman.
Right.
That's more for like 90s kids, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of a fun catchphrase, too.
Yeah, that's great. So once you've nailed your death cry, we're going to move on to step 8. Fall down. Mm-hmm. If you're in the front rank, fall forward so you don't knock over the guy behind you. And if you're in the rear rank, fall backwards. Pretty simple, very important.
Yeah. That's like easy to learn, difficult to master.
He's put some thought into that, for sure.
Yeah.
However, what I'm concerned about with those specific instructions is it might look a little choreographed. Because in war, there's chaos.
Right.
Yeah. And if we have everyone falling from the outside in,
like some sort of flower opening.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's going to look not natural, right?
You know what they say, war is heck. And we want to make sure that that in this reenactment.
What is it good for?
Absolutely nothing. And absolutely nothing is more embarrassing than forgetting the lyrics to that song.
By the Grateful Dead, a little known indie band. Really up and coming. Love their stuff with the banjo.
Yep. They're awesome.
This does beg the question, where do you fall if you're in the middle?
Straight up.
John?
When I go to a Civil War reenactment, you know, I'm sit down, you know, I'm like near the front row, I've got my popcorn, you know, I've got my soda pop, and I'm watching, you know, the guns fire and watching people fall down.
Yeah.
The guys in the middle, those are the guys that I want to see. I wanted them to see, I've come right up to the, you know, the band that like holds you back.
Yeah, yeah.
I want them to interact with you. I want them to fall over the fence, you know, fall over. I really want them to be the character players, you know,
Civil
the ones
War
that
4D, where you can feel the blood splatter on your face, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
that's really good. Like
Thomas, you said fall upwards, and I know it was kind of a joke.
That's my favorite Shel Silverstein.
Might have been kind of a joke, but if we're going the angle of kind of more of a choreographed killing spree, which is what the author is setting up here.
CKS.
Commit to that. And maybe you can rig up the guy in the middle in some sort of rudimentary string system and have him go upwards to the sky like he's being summoned to the heavens.
Thanks for clarifying that, Colin. That's exactly what I meant when I said that. And I appreciate it. Yeah, I think you got to set the stuff up beforehand. Okay, step 9, you've fallen down. Now's showtime. Lay there. You must remain still until the battle is over. An exception to the rule is if the reenactment allows zombies.
Very important to check with the director beforehand about the parameters. What supernatural elements are in the Civil War? Is it zombies or is it just vampires?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You should really hash all this out and maybe like a weekend session with the director and your other comrades beforehand.
Yeah.
You should really, I mean, in reenactment and in battle, you got to be on the same page before it's showtime.
I just want to point out, we're at step 9.
Yeah, this is the last step.
The last step, and we are only just dead
we're
now.
Just learning.
Yeah. Like, I, you know, there's, I feel like there's a lot of prep for the death.
That's fair. That's really fair.
I would like some more pointers on how to be dead, you know, how do you be dead gracefully?
Yeah, what would you say, in addition to laying there, what else could we do to make a really good corpse?
Well, I know that gas leaves the body once you die.
Yeah,
so
not just gas, also
fart.
Fluids. And
yeah, yeah, if you can hold in a fart or any other bodily functions till right before you die, just adds to the realism.
I would say add some, like, 2 layers of skin makeup that can sort of decompose live as you're lying because you're going to want to change you're going to want to stiffen over time,
like
that
time
happens
lapse.
As well
I think you should also like imagine whether you go to heaven or hell
good.
Picture yourself being there and
faint
like,
smile or faint frown on your face afterwards to
show
that.
Or a confusion if it's like a purgatory, you're like oh no, I didn't pay my
If it's a particularly long reenactment, the battle's going to be going on for a long time.
Like one of those real-time reenactments, which takes several years.
Yes. If it's one where you're going to die early, and you know this because you've hashed it out with your director, you should probably consider bringing some sort of kind of bladder system where you can consume a lot of liquids and start bloating your body on the battlefield, because that happens too.
There's so much more to this too, guys. Like, I don't know if you guys have thought about this, but you could take this even further and have a military funeral and a burial afterwards.
Yeah.
Let's say you're a war hero. Like, you managed to take down 7 or 8 other people. You took down a general.
Wow.
And then you want to keep the reenactment going. You know, you get put in a coffin. You get an American flag draped over it. You get 6 of your friends to carry it. You've got, like, the 21-gun salute or however many guns. That is, you get buried in the ground.
You're going to want to inform the family of the loss, you know, whether he was recovered or he was AWOL. Maybe he, you know, went missing and they never recovered the body. It's a closed casket funeral. All those considerations.
You're going to want your widow or widower to show up in like a black lace kind of, you know, what are those called? Veil, I guess.
Yeah.
He even go as far as creating a will. As well, and have somebody read that out.
If you want to go all out, you could have the body cremated.
Yep, that's really good, John. Scatter my ashes.
Yeah, that's actually easy.
By the food tent or whatever.
One of the easiest parts, you don't have to do any acting, you just throw yourself in a furnace, that'll take care of most of it.
I mean, that's for like the hardcore types that have done the Civil War. I don't want to recommend this to everybody.
Maybe
it's
a
your
second
graduation,
or third,
like
second or third
your
Civil War. That brings us to the end. There's some tips here. They seem a little tongue in cheek, but we're gonna read them anyway because we take the topic seriously.
Yeah.
The first one is, death cries should generally not be longer than Hamlet's to be or not to be soliloquy.
True.
You
don't want to launch into like some sort of epic explaining of your backstory, like a lot of exposition. So,
can I disagree with this one? I think you know, a longer death cry, just a couple guys here and there doing a long
guys or gals,
gals, right? Well, I mean, if this is
authentic,
I mean, I guess you could like cross dress to like Mulan it or Twelfth Night it,
right?
Sorry, go on, John.
I think the longer, just some longer whimperings in the background, I think really adds effect to being
dead.
A
lot of these bullets, you know, would kill you slowly from the toxicity in your blood, that kind of thing.
Or
and
the
so,
lead poisoning.
And so you could waste away slowly over a series of hours or even days as other soldiers step on your writhing corpse. Right. Let's see, we've got...
This is a good one, Thomas.
Yeah. You're allowed a maximum of 2 woundings before you die for good.
We've all seen that hog, that spotlight hog, who gets 3 or 4 wounds.
Yeah.
He's clutching, but he's not dying, right?
No, you missed me. You missed me.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, Keanu.
Now you gotta kiss me.
Yeah.
I mean, don't
true.
Don't get precious with your woundings. You're here to be a corpse, and a corpse is what you're going to spend the rest of the reenactment being.
Let's
so get down to business. Let's see. We've also got... Now, most reenactments don't involve zombie soldiers, but for those that do, make sure you die first and then slowly come back to life. Also, it helps to establish beforehand if this particular battle had fast zombies or your general slow-moving ones.
You're also going to want to know, how does the infection spread? Is it like airborne, or is it more like fluid exchange?
Exactly. Is it just any corpse becomes a zombie, or do you have to be bitten by a Confederate soldier in order to transform?
Absolutely. Well, yeah, again, like, are there vampires in the Civil War? Like Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter?
Yeah.
Are there werewolves? Are there chupacabra? Right?
Yeah.
And you should probably establish whether or not the antidote will ever be found.
Right. You're not going to want to cremate yourself if there's going to be an antidote 60, 70 years down the road.
Right.
Well, you got those scientist actors reenacting, like, the discovery of the antidote. That can be fun in the lab tent on the other side.
Yeah. I feel like if there's going to be zombies, you're really going to need that gun that has the wide
end. Blunderbuss.
Yeah.
That's good. Good for up close.
Yeah.
You're going to want to find different herbs and mix them together, blue herbs and red herbs and that such.
Yeah, that'll create a full health potion,
a healing item,
really bring you back.
Always good.
And finally, many reenactors try to do crazy stunts when taking a hit, such as flailing, jumping backwards, or spinning around. Just be careful if you plan on doing this for the crowd, as you may injure yourself or others. And I think the most important step, right, when becoming a corpse, is to play it safe.
For sure. And I think, I don't even really agree that you should be careful. I think you should just flat out not do it.
Yeah.
Because nobody likes to show off. I mean, call me old fashioned
Which would be appropriate for this.
Exactly. I don't think they were doing backflips when they got shot on the battleground.
So let's say the limit, if you want to get fancy, as we said, the makeshift string and pulley system, you can use that if you want to fall up. But beyond that, no show-offs, no boasting, just die.
You know, this is a point of contention. I got to say that I think the more spins, the more backflips, the more you're spraying that blood all over the place, the more you're getting in the audience face, the better show they're going to have, the more it's going to hit you home.
So, John, you would lean more towards the entertainment side than John historical accuracy.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm a clown, right?
So. Yeah.
Well, I didn't say that. That's all Thomas' comment.
Everybody nodded silently when I said
that's definitely not true. I'll check the tapes.
Okay. John
comes from, like, the Tony Hawk style of reenact.
Yeah. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2.
String together those death combos, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can do a dark grind into a nollie 180. As you fall to the earth.
Nolly was going to be my reference. Thanks, Thomas.
You're welcome, Jesse. That brings us to the end of this article. Now, for something fun.
We open on the fields that the Civil War occurred upon. Drink it in, boys. I smell that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's getting me hot.
It's, school buses come in 10 minutes, boys. Prepare for battle.
Oh, yeah. Let me get a taste of that grass.
Well, we've been over this. If you want to actually have the grass on the ground, that's fine. But if you're trying to sneak in other types of grass... Sergeant, I will have you discharged.
Of course I was talking about the grass on the ground, Private. Now let me enjoy my pre-show ritual.
You do you, bub. You do you. Okay, today we've got a big one. It's spring break and it's free week, okay? So I don't want any heroes out there. There's going to be kids everywhere. I want everyone to be careful out there, okay? Last thing we need is some snot-nosed punk getting a blood splatter to the eye, and then we got to deal with... Yes, Private?
Got a hand up. I had a question. I really think that this year should be the year that we really get in the crowd. We get guns in the audience. Just a point that I, think we should talk about.
This is ridiculous. They come to watch the Civil War, not to be a part of it. Just smell the grass like me and be a good little corpse, okay?
Thank you, Sergeant. He makes a valid point, okay? These are kids, okay? And this is these are millennial kids, okay? These aren't your old-timey kids that used to be fighting in the battles we're doing, okay?
These are kids. All I'm saying is that, you know, these kids need to learn. They need to learn what it's like to be in the action. They need to get in the nitty-gritty, you know? Feel a few blank bullets pass over their head, you know?
You think you know everything, eh? You think you know what kids want.
This guy's getting a big head!
Thank you.
Bigger target to shoot at. All right, Danny, when we get out there, I want you to shoot Donnie here first thing.
Wait, I'm the hero.
Not today, you ain't. Nobody likes a hero that tries to do their pizzazz out there, okay?
You're a born showboater. You're taking this away from the kids and you're making it about you.
I was trying to make it about the kids, but if you want to kill me, then you better watch it. I'm going to die like you've never seen a soldier die.
I'd like to see you try. We cut to
later. We cut to the Confederate side of the camp. Now, boys, I do declare that this year is going to be a little bit different.
Oh, how do you mean?
Well, I reckon it's time that the South won the war.
I'd say we're about due for a victory.
I would say it's been what? How long has it been? 136 years?
I'd say so, and it's time for the South to rise again.
How have we been fighting for 100+ years, guys?
Well, you see, every year it's exactly the same, Private Angstrom. And now I'm not saying I am endorsing what the South stood for, but rather we should just win.
Yeah.
Because we come here every year and we're expected to lose.
It's more dramatically interesting if each side has victories at different times.
I've been watching a lot of these M. Night Shyamalan movies, and he's got a lot of twists in the end, and I think it would be one heck of a twist if we were to win, wipe the other team completely out.
Maybe the North has a weakness to tap water.
That's a terrible idea. That doesn't make any sense.
I was just throwing it out there.
So this is what I'm thinking, boys. When you get shot, you be dead, but only for a couple minutes. Then you come back up and you start firing all over again.
I like this plan.
Do I get a gun this time?
Oh, I'll do you one better. This here's a blunderbuss.
Whoa!
It's used to kill elephants.
What's this button do?
Wowee, don't point that at me.
That button should only be pressed in the most dire of circumstances.
Ooh.
Cut to the other side of the battlefield.
I'm gonna enjoy watching you die.
Good, that's what I'm gonna try to do. Make it enjoyable for everyone.
Well, congratulations. I'm gonna try to make it real. Make them feel the importance of this historical incident.
I'm gonna try to make everyone entertained, alright?
Okay, with our normal hero dying instantly, us being the North, we do need a new hero. And Sergeant, I think you're ready.
I've been waiting a long time for you to say that. I think I've proven myself as a corpse, and I am ready to be a living soldier.
Then it's settled. And Donnie, we'll rig you up on the string system so that when you die, you get pulled to the heavens.
Excuse me, now who would be the private who was in charge of this troop?
That would be me.
I have come to, as they say, offer a parley.
Parlez-vous avec a toi? Me and you?
We.
Yes.
Now hear me out. There doesn't have to be any fake bloodshed today. Why don't we just agree to split the country in half and go home alive and well?
Are you trying to rewrite history?
Yeah, we have a certain thing called authenticity over here on the North side.
And we're pretty damn serious about it.
This seems like a typical southern trick.
Well, I'm just a simple general coming over to offer you guys a chance to go home alive.
Think of a world where the South won. Is that a world you want to live in? Is that a world you want to show to the kids rolling up in the school buses?
I just don't want to see another good man or woman pretend to die out there. I've had enough rehearsed nightmares to last me a lifetime.
Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to play it out normal. We're going to shoot each one of you, and then we're going to not pay attention for a few minutes to what happens after you fall down. And then we're going to finish the reenactment and go home. That sound okay?
Sounds less than okay, but it sounds like it's what you guys are going to do.
We cut to the children. They've pulled up now, and they're watching the beginnings of the battle take place.
Wow!
Look at that gun. That's the gun my dad has. He shows it to me, and he lets me shoot things like cans and stuff like that.
Oh, that's so cool!
I've never seen a dead body before.
Where are the stormtroopers?
Stormtroopers didn't exist back then.
Shut up, Gary.
Okay.
That was a long, long time ago. This is just a long time ago.
Tom?
Yeah?
Can you hold my hand?
No, I'm not gonna hold your hand.
I'll hold your hand.
That'd be nice to hold somebody's hand. This is real romantic.
Nothing like a little bloodshed to make you appreciate living in the moment.
You get me.
Whoa, look. That northern soldier is floating above the ground.
Oh my god, it's a sign we were meant to be.
Gary's gonna get a girlfriend.
I love it when you talk in third person.
I've seen things fly higher than that. Like, when I go out hunting with my dad, we see things flying all the time. It's not, like, that's not even really impressive.
Yeah, you know, now that Todd says it, I'm actually noticing that this thing doesn't have that much to keep my attention.
No.
Well, if you're so above this, why don't you get in there and see how many soldiers you can fake kill?
That would be so heroic.
I don't know. It was just sort of a comment more than something I really wanted to commit to.
Are you saying you're pro-slavery?
Well, no. I mean, certainly not philosophically. I mean,
then go out there and kill some Confederates, you pansy.
Okay. Well said, Gary.
Take my dad's gun.
Whoa, Gary's got
this
issues.
This thing looks real. All right. All right, class. Well, wish me luck.
All right, boys. Now in 10 seconds, you all are going to rise from your sedentary positions and fire back at those Union soldiers. Are you ready?
Sure am. Yee-haw. Stop right there, Southerners.
Now what's a small child doing in the middle of this fake battle?
I'm winning the war for the good guys.
But we're the good guys in our opinion.
Yeah, but I don't jive with that, turkeys. Now get on the ground.
Okay, sure.
This is a real gun. My buddy Todd's dad gave it to me. And I'm not afraid to use it because I don't understand consequences yet.
Okay.
Referee, we got a real live firearm here. Referee!
Wow, keep it down, everybody.
I really believe you. You're doing a great job.
Now look, I got 3 kids over there I'm really trying to impress. So I need you to act scared and run off when I fire this blunderbuss thingy.
Okay, whatever you say.
Keep it cool here. These are all fake guns, and you have a real one.
3.
Okay, yeah. All right.
2.
Well, time to make a hasty retreat, boys.
1.
Whoa!
They're all retreating. What's going on? I thought I was supposed to be the hero this time.
Well, I don't know. This is... Let me check the script. This is... No, none of this was discussed with the director. None
of it. This is ridiculous. What's that short stuff doing over there with that big gun?
Can I just point out that I haven't been shot yet?
Look, all right. I admit that the pulley system was malfunctioning and we didn't quite get the effect that we wanted. But there's a kid out here trying to mess with our stuff.
Jesus.
Is this what you wanted when you wanted to make it more immersive for the children? Is that what you tried to put together?
This is what I've always dreamed of, but not like this.
Well, you go talk to him. You make it right.
Okay. Hey, kid!
Everybody run!
Yo, kid, calm what? Down. What? Calm what? Down.
What? What?
You can't just be firing a real gun around.
Who are you to stop me?
I'm a member of the Northern Army.
Oh. And you must be a real hero.
We are real heroes, and we do real hero things. Real heroes know their place in an army. Real heroes stand their line. Real heroes stand up front and act like a human shield. Real heroes don't take the war into their own hands.
Oh, maybe you're right. Look, mister, I have 3 kids over there who I did all this just to impress. They're very impressionable.
Oh, it's okay. I understand. I used to be like you. I used to be a kid watching, looking in. Wanted to be a part of the action.
Do you think I could be part of the action one day? Do I have what it takes?
Well, the Civil War was known to draft really young recruits.
Oh, thanks. That makes me feel a lot better. Well, I think the school buses are leaving soon, but... Hey, thanks. You showed me what it actually means to be a...
Wait. Before you go, take my hat.
Oh, thanks. Oh, it's falling over my eyes. Hey, this really means a lot to me. I guess you really brought history right to us.
It means a lot to hear that. It really does.
Hey guys, check out this cool hat! Hey guys!
Gary, I'm done with you.
But what? We just got together!
This is the real hero.
Just because I have Todd's gun and this hat.
Let's go for a walk down by the creek.
Okay.
Well, boys, looks like once again, the South has been defeated, this time by a single child.
Hear, hear.
They're as cowardly as they ever were.
I've got some big plans for next year, though. Have you guys heard of a Trojan horse?
Yeah. Cool.
Yes. It's just so crazy it might work.
See you on the field next year, boys.
See you next year. You guys want to go to Arby's or,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you feeling like...
I could do that, yeah. I never had it before, so I'd...
Yeah.
Be interested in trying it. Sorry, guys. I gotta run home. I think I left my stove on.
Well, this has been another episode of Something Wiki This Way Comes. I think we want to say a huge thank you to our very special guests from Parking Lots.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Lots of fun.
Please tell your friends about the show. We just love to expand kind of our listener base.
For sure.
We are now on a website called showbizmonkeys.com.
Yeah, cool. Big shout out to Paul Little for hooking it up.
Yeah, there's a few other podcasts on it. So you can check us out there. We're also on iTunes and SoundCloud, as you know, if you're listening to this.
Subscribe, please.
Yeah, please. That's how we get more people to listen. Just give us 5 stars.
And let us know which side of the Civil War you wish.
I know I go back and forth. Thanks again to our good friends, John and Colin, for joining us.
Happy to be here, guys.
So remember, die like you're living.
Live like you're going to die.
And always kill it.
And print.